from the Sefer Netzor Lishoncha, from the Chofetz Chaim. Asur ledaber bignuto shel zulot. It's forbidden to speak negatively about someone. Bein im advarim ha'nemarim alav nechonim, ubein im hem kozvim. Whether they're true or whether they're false. Doesn't matter. It's forbidden to speak anything negative. Im advarim nechonim hem nekraim lashon hara. Vim hem devei shekev ha'chazav, arim esaper otam nekram otishem ra, v'cheto chobro ha'be'et yator. If they're true, so it's lashon hara. If it's a lie, it's called motzi shemra, which is even worse.
Yes.
Chashuv b'miyuchad ladgish ki dvarim bignut azulat al af iyutam nechonim hem hem anikraim lashon hara. It's important to stress that even when you speak negatively about someone else, even if they're accurate, it's still lashon hara. Mekubal lachshav ki lashon hara menugedet kalilat divrei sheker bignuto shel adam asher dvarim amitim arei mutarim. Some people think if it's true, it's allowed. If it's not true, it's not. התשובה השכיחה ביותר בפיום מדבר על לשון הרע כאשר גורים בו היא, אבל זה אמת. And a lot of time you tell someone, oh, you're speaking לשון הרע, and they say, no, but it's true. והאמיתו של הדבר, זוהי טעות יודעת, it's a big mistake. דווקא דיבורים אלה, אף שהם אמת, נקראים בפי חכמנו זל לשון הרע. דווקא, these matters, even though they're true, the rabbis call them לשון הרע. אחד העיקרים בשמירת לשון מדבר רע הוא הלימוד והשינון התמידי של דיני לשון הרע. One of the main things in order to not speak Lashon Hara is to constantly be reminding ourselves of laws of Lashon Hara. Shochet nidrash lefi halacha lachzor tadir al hilchot shechita ad sheyeh baki behen al pi hapeh v'yu chakukim libo. Your shochet, you have to always be reviewing, right?
Okay.
B'dom lekach, if you're an athlete, you have to always, you know, be practicing. B'dom lekach, nidrash kol achad lemod tamid et dinei Lashon Hara ad sheyeda otam al buriyam. You have to make sure you know Lashon Hara, all the nitty-gritty details. זאת משום שאדם הרבה להשתמש בלשונו יותר מאשר הוא משתמש בשערי דבריו, because you use your mouth more than you use other parts of your body. ועל כן חייבו בכל עת לדעת מה מותר לו דבר מעל הסרט. You have to know at every moment what's allowed, what's not. חפץ חיים, חובת השמירה. Teaching. I was just thinking how it's amazing because in this week's Parsha, we have Yosef Avinu, and the Torah tells us that he spoke dibatam ra'ah. He spoke badly about his brothers. And many explain that there was some truth in Lashon Hara. He was speaking about them. Rashi talks about how he saw them doing things with Avram and Achai. And I saw
the three or four things that they did.
Yeah.
Eating a limb from an animal that's still alive. And
right.
Stuff like that.
So I'm trying to explain. They didn't really see him do it. It was something related to it. Rashi talks about how maybe mistreating the other brothers, Bilhah and Zilpah. But Lamaisa Hashem, clearly this is a mistake of Yosef, a tzaddik. Clearly he gets punished for it.
Yeah.
And actually the whole exile starts because of the Lashon Hara that Yosef tzaddik says about his brothers. There's an amazing allusion to this because in Rashi it says that the ketonet pasim, the article of clothing, was karpas. If you translate it, okay. The color is karpas.
Okay.
Karpas is when we dip in the Seder.
Okay.
The dipping of the Seder reminds us of this whole story with Yosef. And the dipping of the blood of the brothers, the blood of Yosef's coat. So it all began, all of our exile began with Lashon Hara. And that's the first thing, like the Chafetz Chaim says, if we want to fix the Jewish people up and bring the Beis Hamikdash, we need to focus and refocus and refocus on Hilchos Lashon Hara, which is why, okay, we could have learned it 100 times, doesn't matter, you need to keep practicing until the day you die.